All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in here. Stu wants to get in here. He wants to talk about, I think he really enjoys the show. Hey, Stu, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
So, I drive in this car every day. I have for the last 2 years from, like, 7 to 8:30. And since you guys started, I never hear it. Thing about the sports, like what happened over the weekend. I haven't been able to watch football games for the last 3 weeks, so I have no idea what's going on with football anymore.
Are you kidding me? All we talked about.
No,
that's not. No, that's inaccurate. We spent a ton of time just Monday about what happened in the Steelers.
Yesterday, we talked about the Texans for practice.
Texans was almost the whole show. Steelers and so that can't be accurate. We talked about the Texans pretty much the whole show until the last half hour, where it devolved into arguments about Daryl Morey. And then on Monday was Steelers was all Steelers Patriots. So how is that accurate?
Well, I'll tell you, I sit in the car, prime time radio. And I no longer know what's going on with the NFL because my only source of being able to listen and find out what's going on is ESPN radio, because I'm not able to hear it over the weekend or watch football over the weekend.
So what?
And
so Monday,
that's a new development with ESPN radio. So, I've always
okay, Stu. What, so Monday, Stu,
long,
since you listened
time.
To it forever, what did we? So Monday.
What's going on with the Giants and Eli Manning? What's going on with Ezekiel Elliott?
This is
who won last week? The only reason I even know who won
are you
was
kidding?
Because at
are
your intermissions, the lady that comes on and says sports and like
who
a
5-second
clip.
Dude, go to a website. How on Monday do you not know the scores? Are you serious, Stu? You don't know
because
the scores of games?
That's why I'm
you
sitting
work
in the
for,
car for an hour and a half.
How are you calling on your office phone in your car? Oh, you have a phone and you work for you can't check a score on your phone while you're taking a crap? Are you kidding, Stu? Will you need us to give you the scores? Stu.
By the way.
You don't need scores.
Stu.
You know what? I tell you what, Dell. Put Stu on hold, and can you give him an update on what's going on in the world of the NFL?
Wait, yeah, wait.
Give him your, give him an NFL update.
Here, one of the interns.
In the world, and great news for Giants fans. Eli Manning is back. Season number 15. Eli's going to be back. That's the big news is what's up with Eli Manning and the 3-win Giants? What are they going to do now?
I know.
Everyone wants to know. Here's a news flash, Stu. Giants lost. Hey, Stu, it's me, Jerry from WFAN Radio in New York. Giants lost.
Uh-huh. By the way, San Francisco beat Tennessee 23-22.
Big news.
Have you heard? Oh, in other news, the Rams
hold on, let me
beat
get
the
some,
Seahawks 42-7. Hey, how about that game? 42-7, everybody. How about the Rams going in there and winning that football game? And in other news, the Texans lost 45-7 this week. Oh, that was an ass kicking. What the hell do you, Stu?
Good, dude. Hey, guys, it's right here. It's me. It's Jerry with the Stu update. We got some big news going on Eli Manning. It appears as though he's lost it, and he never really had it. Couple of lucky catches for him, and that's how he got his Super Bowl titles. Also in the world of football, Kareem Hunt had a monster weekend for Stu's fantasy team and Todd Gurley. Stu doesn't know if he won or not because he's got a phone that doesn't have the internet. Guys, also the Knicks. Porzingis isn't going to play the whole season. He's supposed to play about 66 games because his lunatic personal trainer said he's too skinny and he can't keep weight on. New York sports leader right here in Houston, via Houston. We don't count Houston Texans talk as a football talk.
And the Islanders, they also won yesterday.
Hey, guys, good news. The Rangers got a Russian. He's a defenseman. Imagine that. Hey, guys, big news. Melo came back to town. Everyone cheered for him. Well, not everyone. Mostly people booed for him. Hey, also, other news, Stu. Some of the other players on your fantasy team, your kicker Justin Tucker had 7 points. Big news, Stu. Phones are going to be adding internets in 2018 so you can even check your own scores by yourself on your phone. So you don't have to have scoreboard updates. Because this isn't 2002. Or even 97, really.
Jesus Christ, Stu. Dummy. Dumb. I came back to the station for Stu. Jesus.
Well, we got our updates. Stu, you got your updates.
Beat it, Stu, and never come back. Hey, guys, I know y'all spent all freaking Monday talking about the Patriots versus Steelers and the catch rule and this. I know you spent all day on that. I didn't count that because you didn't give me the scores. But I didn't know what happened with Eli. What's up with Zeke? Zeke died. You didn't.
No.
Zeke Elliott was in a car crash.
No,
Stu.
He wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
Don't say that because Stu now believes that he thinks Zeke is dead.
Because he can't check this. He can't check any news.
Stu's like on a desert island. Like, guys, I don't know nothing that's going on.
You know Steve's best friend is Mark Kestisher, the ESPN radio sport update guy.
Tony DeZiri.
He loves that guy.
Tony DeZiri.
Oh, man. By
the way, he finds out what the Spurs are doing.
He called Tony DeZiri a woman, apparently. Apparently a woman updates him
he
on
He cries every day that his and hers comes on, Jamila. Like, this used to be a sports center. What has happened to this stuff?
Wait, I don't know what happened with Eli.
I was like,
he
what?
Played Sunday. Today's God. Thursday.
They fired their coach. Like, how far do we got to go back, Stu? If you don't know anything since we started, I mean, let's just catch up with the 28th. What took place? Can we give them the Thanksgiving Day scores?
By the way,
do we need to go. To
by
that?
The way, the Giants lost three times since we started.
Yeah, Stu.
Just so you know,
you're taking so many L's. You don't even want to know. You know, frankly, Stu. You know the reason why we're not telling you scores and what's going on with Eli. We're trying to spare you. That's how much we like you. Bad news, Stu. Now, now on, I swear to God, every time anything comes up with New York
Eli.
Sports, I'm going to think of Stu.
No, he said he wanted Zeke too. Okay.
It's
he
a
just,
division.
He just
no,
wants,
he, you know what he wants to know? Because he wants his division teams.
Oh,
that's
maybe,
why. Yeah,
maybe.
He just wants his. Look, like
I don't know
I said,
what happened with Eli.
Zeke
what happened? What do you mean what happened with Eli?
Eli got caught up
he
in
lost
the Matt Lauer
again.
Thing.
Much like what happened to everything with Eli this year. He lost.
He lost.
That's what's
yeah.
happening.
He's taking a bunch of L's because he's no good anymore. And if you're lucky, you'll get rid of him to like the Broncos.
Oh, he wants us. Okay. I mean.
Jeez. Can't believe he won out. Where's the score?
Listen, Andrew Whitworth had a toe. He was limited in practice
you
yesterday,
think he
Stu.
Wants, we can do okay. Injury Report Radio
can,
if they want.
We can do that.
Injury Report Radio is pretty tight.
All right. By the way, yeah, Carson Palmer was throwing
let's
again.
Let's get Daniel. Let's get
he's
Daniel.
He's on injured reserve, but he was throwing again.
Let's get Daniel in here. Daniel, welcome
Darryl.
To welcome.
Darryl.
Oh, Daryl. Daryl, let's get Stu Radio. What's going on, Daryl? How you doing? Welcome to All Stu Radio. We got the Rangers, New York Rangers injury report coming up in just a second. Big changes on the second line too. On the
yeah,
on the, yeah. So, what's up, Daryl?
Yeah, this is Daryl. That guy Stu must be short for stupid. That guy, I mean, he can't go sit down at a Buffalo Wild Wings and just look up for 20 seconds to see what happens. My God,
look up for 20 seconds.
They do have. What is that thing?
A ticker?
A ticker. They got a ticker up there. Stu.
Swear to God, don't we have tickers?
No,
can we just give Stu a ticker? Don't
listen,
we have them here?
Aren't we giving those away at the Christmas party?
He dude can't watch any NFL on the weekend. He can't. He doesn't have a second
Stu.
To look at his phone or his computer to see a score.
Stu, I got news
you
for
want
you.
To talk about a dude who is he was dedicated to his job.
Whatever your job is, it is a hard job. Because all we're trying to do is we talk Texans. Like,
I hope
lot
he's
of,
saving
we
lives.
We were even asking on Tuesday, why are we talking? We're just buried deep in Texas.
I hope Stu doesn't sell vacuums or something. I hope
are
he's saving lives.
Are we allowed to talk about the Rocket, Stu?
No.
Are we allowed to talk about? I mean, I guess we got a default. What's the latest on Odell? What's the latest on? Can anyone give me an update? Dale, do you have any updates on Sterling Shepard?
Yeah, he
Giants wide receiver
in the last game.
Stu, nice.
Good news, Stu. I got some good news for you.
A long touchdown.
I know that Eli and the Giants have lost three straight since we came on, and you didn't know any scores. But Sterling
they
Shepard actually
did fire their coach too. By the way,
oh, all of this, all
Stu,
of-
this is gonna be a little,
it's gonna be a little tough for you.
Ooh, spoiler alert! don't hit Stu with the heavy stuff like that.
Wait,
do you think Stu knows that Eli's
and
starting streak broke? Do you think he realizes
Stu,
that?
Stu, I had more bad news for you. Geno was a quarterback, and you got rid of your head coach and
general manager. Yep, Jerry Reese, gone. All right, put together all your Super Bowls, gone.
Mello's gone.
The whole thing was ridiculous.
Mello's been gone.
I don't know how long Stu's been.
Yeah, you never know. You don't know.
When he was listening to the ESPN, they would talk about Mello. Trust him.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You remember?
Oh, they talked about Mello.
Mike
all the
and
time.
Mike would talk about Mello.
I mean, nobody is fake. No one's less fake important than Carmelo Anthony to sports, but you would think it was the most important story going until Lonzo Ball came in the league.
You know, the whole call was ridiculous, but then he dropped, I don't know what happened with the Giants. Like, why won't we be talking about the Giants? Period, Stu.
Stu. No one's talking about the Giants. You want to know how you lose a radio show? You know why Mike and Mike isn't on anymore? Because they talked about the Giants.
They killed Eli Manning as well. Yes.